USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Dallas, Texas, talking police reform and the economy.
We're working on a lot of different elements having to do with law, order, safety, comfort, control. But we want safety. We want compassion. We want everything. What happened 2 weeks ago was a disgrace when you see the what happened on numerous occasions over the last 2 weeks. People were killed.
Regarding another coronavirus relief package, senior advisor to President Trump, Kevin Hazlett, tells MSNBC what the administration is looking for to determine if one is necessary.
We've built a bridge to July, really, with the existing legislation. And what we need to do now is watch the evolution of the disease, how it responds to opening up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest numbers regarding Americans filing for jobless benefits is out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington has the details.
More than 1.5 million more workers filed unemployment claims last week. The 1.54 million first-time claims, 355,000 fewer than the week before, and the 10th straight week of declining claims, but still reflecting a stunning exodus of Americans from the U.S. workforce.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says long lines at voting precincts in minority counties for the Georgia primary earlier this week were shameful.
It's absolutely essential to our democracy that we remove obstacles to participation, now even more so when it is a health issue.
The Democrat from California did not mention any specific precincts where this oppression was taking place. Republicans and Democrats have said that much of the problems down in Georgia dealt with people not being trained properly. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley regrets taking part in President Trump's recent photo op at a church that was burned by rioters and looters near the White House. In a pre-recorded video commencement address to National Defense University, General Milley says he shouldn't have been there.
My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. As a commissioned, uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I've learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it.
A sad ending to the story of two missing children. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.